Welcome, rock stars. From Rockland USA Studios in Washington, this is Rock on the Money. Time to talk about saving, investing, and protecting all of those hard-earned monies. We're here to give you ideas, answer your questions, keep you updated on your path to multi-millions. Without any fees or commissions, it's kind of what we do here. I'm Craig with Amanda, and we are your host. Thank you for joining us. Phone lines are open 24 hours a day, 989-888-ROCK. That's 989-888-7625. You can leave a voicemail, text us with your questions or comments, and we'll play those on the show. And if you're too shy for all that, you can always email us to podcast@rockplanusa.com. Don't forget to check out the website, rockonthemoney.com.
Hello. How you doing, Craig?
I'm peachy. Thank you for asking. How you doing?
I'm great.
You caught me off guard.
I know.
Wow.
You jumped right in today. I'm ready.
I love it. Hey, what's coming up?
Roscoe's ready too. He's playing.
We haven't talked about Roscoe.
I know. We missed
the mascot of the show.
He's clanking around. Sorry.
Okay. No problem. What's coming up?
We have some exciting topics on today's show. Coming up, we're going to talk about how to protect your identity.
Ooh.
And of course, we've got our savvy savings tips of the day.
I love that. I love savvy savings. I love it.
Good. I do too.
Because I'm a big Consumer Reports guy. So anything I can get, any tips I can do to save money, I love it. So,
you know, and a lot of them are things that we already kind of know, but it's good to have a reminder and, you know.
Hey, let's talk about identity theft. There's one thing that people can do that will greatly reduce the chance that their identity will be stolen.
I'm on the edge of my seat. What is it?
I know you are. You're pumped. Okay, there's the one thing that you can do is freeze your credit.
Not just yours, but your children's.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of people forget about that. If you have a social security number, your kids, the kids get social security numbers very early.
Pretty much right after birth. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Freezing your credit is super simple. It's free now as of last mm-hmm. year. And a lot of people don't do it. And then they're shocked when I don't know who opened this account.
Right.
How is that possible? I want everyone to make it a goal. We're going to give you homework. I want everyone by the end of this year to go through the three nationwide credit bureaus and freeze your credit. It's free. Yeah. It just takes a couple minutes. It's so easy now. And we're going to put all the links on the website. There's a whole article about it at rockonthemoney.com. Everything is on there. The three links, just click them, fill it out, get your PIN number and move on. So,
while you're there, you should just if you go direct to the credit bureaus, you can request a free copy of your credit report once per year.
That's good.
Get that copy, make sure everything's accurate. And if it's not, make sure you get it fixed.
The three credit bureaus, you've heard them before, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. So let's first quickly debunk the myths around freezing your credit, because people still believe this stuff, mm-hmm. and this is not true. It does not affect your credit score by freezing your credit. That's the number one thing. People really think that if I freeze my credit, it's going to mess up my credit score. That is not true. It will not.
If anything, it will affect it in a positive way.
Absolutely.
Because you won't have people opening accounts that you don't authorize. And
if you go try and open an account when you probably shouldn't be opening an account, it'll keep you from opening it.
That's right. Yeah.
It'll literally delay you from doing it, but we'll get into that.
You know what? So quick anecdote here.
Sure.
So I was shopping with my friend once, Victoria's Secret, and they are pushing you hard to open their Victoria's Secret credit cards when you're in the store. if your credit's frozen, that's going to be a much more challenging thing to do. But, you know, they want you when you get to the register, we'll give you a certain percentage off if you open a credit card today. And my friend said to them, I don't finance underwear.
Okay. I love it. It will not prevent you from obtaining your free annual credit report, which Amanda just gave you as homework.
Yeah.
It will.
What do you mean I gave it as homework?
If I'm going down, you're going down with me. it will not prevent you from applying for a job. It will not prevent you from buying insurance. It will not prevent you from opening a new account. There's a caveat to all this. It will not prevents you from renting an apartment. All of those items, you will need to lift the freeze temporarily or thaw it for a specific amount of time or for a specific entity like the rental apartment or or store. You can do it sometimes specific to just them. And all this is completely free, whether to lift it, thaw it, or freeze it. It is all completely free. So one thing that freezing your credit does not do is prevent crooks from making charges to your existing accounts. So if they have your credit card number and all the other information, they're still going to make charges. So you still need to keep an eye on your bank accounts and all of your charge accounts. So here's something else.
Including insurance as well, because insurance is a big industry for fraud now.
Absolutely.
Too.
And here's something else that's free, Amanda, that you don't have to pay for credit monitoring.
That is awesome.
Download these two apps, either one, Credit Sesame or Credit Karma. A lot of people have heard of Credit Karma. You've heard of it, Amanda.
Yeah, I'll do you one better, Craig.
Go ahead.
A lot of your credit cards out there, if you have credit cards, they come with free credit monitoring nowadays.
Oh, great. That's awesome. Yeah.
So if you log into like Chase Bank or Bank of America, a lot of them come with free credit monitoring.
Yes.
Along with them.
Bottom line is there's no reason for you to pay for credit monitoring whatsoever. Credit Karma is also good because you can also see your credit score easily. Mm-hmm.
You used to only be able to do that like once a month. Now they'll let you check it as many times as you want.
Credit Karma, the only thing about that app, the way they make money is you do have ads on there. Just ignore all that. That's what they're trying to do. But other than that, it's a great app.
Well,
it's
very popular. The ad is good, maybe the ad's helpful for you.
There might be. They recommend you certain products that may help. It's very highly recommended by Consumer Reports and everybody. So free credit is very easy to do. You just go to the website, supply your name, address, your date of birth. You do need to supply your social security number. Credit Bureau is going to give you a PIN number. You need to save this PIN, put it in a safe location. So if you ever need to lift your freeze so you can apply for credit, if you're renting, buying a car, you can lift it temporarily. And the Credit Bureau is required to lift it within 1 hour of your request. Whether you call them.
You have to stay at Victoria's Secret for an hour.
Yeah, see? And it prevents you from opening an account. See?
That's right.
And here's one last tip about this. If you are applying for a credit, find out what that business uses for their credit report. So if they're using TransUnion, you only need to lift the freeze at that location. You don't have to do all three of them. Does that make sense?
It does.
There you go. Hopefully that was helpful. And don't forget, go to rockonthemoney.com. Whole article there with all the links that you can go to all three of those and knock it out. Please do it by the end of the year. I beg of you. All right, coming up next, we got Savvy Savings with Amanda. Find out what she's got up her sleeve. Coming up next, you're listening to Rock on the Money. Don't forget to check out our website, rockonthemoney.com. All of our show notes, all the podcast articles are all located there, all free of charge. No fees or commissions. Amanda, what do you got for Savvy Savings today?
Oh, more free advice here.
I love
it. Free tips. Absolutely free. So last time we talked about how to reduce your water bill. Today we're going to talk about your electric bill.
Ah,
is right. So I have a number of tips here for you. And Craig, feel free to jump in if you've got anything else you wanted to add. But the first one, and we kind of mentioned this in one of our earlier episodes, is to install a programmable thermostat.
Yes. Yeah. I love mine.
I love mine too.
I had to buy two of those. I think it cost me $450 for them. Mm-hmm. But
oh, wow. That's a lot.
Well, I have two zones. So I have two different units. So I have to have one upstairs and one downstairs. But it paid for itself in 2 months.
Yeah.
That's how much money I saved. I love them.
It, depending on what kind you buy, some of them also offer room sensors. So you can put these sensors in different rooms and it'll track them and it'll be smart enough to keep the temperature comfortable for the entire house. And you know what you need to do is check with your energy provider. A lot of them will offer rebates. Some of them are restricted to certain times of the year, but they'll offer you a rebate for the purchase of one of these programmable or electric thermostats because it's helping them to save energy as well.
Oh, wow.
But if you turn your thermostat back 7 to 10 degrees while you're at work, you can save as much as 10% a year on heating and cooling.
I can tell you what, mine is much more than that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it literally almost went in half.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it's crazy. I mean, if you're not home, then you shouldn't be paying energy to keep your home cool or hot for you. I say cool because here in Florida, we don't really do heat very much. It's more of the air conditioning.
And I use those Google Home display things in my house.
Mm-hmm.
And the Echo Bee works right with that. So I can control it. I can see what all the temperatures are around the house right on my display.
Yeah. So along the same lines, make sure you're getting your HVAC maintained.
Mm-hmm.
Annual maintenance will extend the life of that unit. And certainly an unexpected HVAC replacement is going to hit you pretty hard.
No.
But not just the maintenance, that's maybe $100 once a year. You do want to make sure you're changing your filters regularly. People always say, well, how often do I need to change them? I'm going to give you the my favorite answer as a lawyer. It depends.
Oh, great.
That's a lawyer's answer to any question, just so you know. And you'll have to pay us for it.
Okay, thanks.
But it depends. So what does it depend on? There's a number of different factors here. First off is the quality of the filter. So I know you go to the store and you're like, well, what's the cheapest filter? Give me that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you get the cheapest one, you'll be replacing them more often. So it may not be cheaper in the long run.
Mm.
If you're getting it like one of those cheap fiberglass filters, then they probably need to be changed every 30 days. For the nice, big, thick pleated ones, then you're looking at 90 days as a general rule. But those time frames are going to change. If someone in your house has asthma or allergies, then for those nicer pleated ones, you're going to think about every 6 weeks. If you've got pets in the house, that's going to change the time frame and depending on how many pets. And if it's that twice a year where they're shedding more often for the season change, then you know, you're looking at it 2 months or more often. And then also, how often does your system run each day? And that kind of goes hand in hand with your programmable thermostat.
I was going to say, because I usually buy the cheap ones, like you said, the 30-day ones. I just buy a box for a year.
Yep.
And I've noticed that my filters are cleaner now.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's because your system's not running as often.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's barely running. If I'm not upstairs all day, it's only running when I'm at night. So it's it's running half the time. So
it's a win-win with your programmable thermostat.
Oh, man, I tell you, I love that thing.
You save money on your energy and you save money on filters.
Hmm.
All right. So next, your insulation. So if you want to save up to 15% on your annual utility bill, make sure your home is air sealed and well insulated. And when we moved here in Tampa, we checked with our energy company, and they actually have this amazing program. It's going to depend on your geography and everything. So your company may have different programs, but they actually sent someone else out to do a energy audit.
Mm-hmm.
And they checked the energy use in the house, and they actually have a program where they sent someone else to seal the air ducts for free. And then another company came out and blew a bunch of extra insulation in our attic for free to us anyway.
Get out of here. Really?
Absolutely.
Free. Yes,
thousands of dollars worth of insulation for free. So, and then they gave us a bunch of like weather strips to add to things and energy saving like power strips. So, you know, you never know what kind of programs are out there. So just do your homework because it may not even cost you anything.
That might have been the best tip I've heard in all of our podcasts so far.
Yeah, no, it was amazing.
That's crazy.
We were shocked, but I can't promise that everyone's going to get that sweet deal.
Great. Thanks.
But you never know. Check with your, you know, go to your electric company's website and just kind of browse around for types of rebates they have or energy saving tips and programs. And you'll be surprised that we've lived all over the place and everyone has had some kind of program, but not all like this. But
okay. Perfect.
All right. Then lighting. So your lights in your house, about 5% of your energy budget goes to lighting every month. The turn off the lights when you're not in a room is probably old advice. And then, you know, if you do need a light on because you don't want to live in the dark or watch TV in the dark like I do, buy energy efficient light bulbs. So typically, an energy efficient light bulb uses about 25 to 80% less energy than the traditional incandescent lights, which saves you quite a bit of money. And they can last from 3 to 25 times longer. So they might be a little bit more expensive up front, but they are going to last longer and save you on your energy bill.
Awesome.
And you don't have to replace them all right away. Maybe just pick the 5 most used fixtures in your house and replace those bulbs with ones that have the Energy Star rating on them. And you can save about $75 a year.
I'm pretty close to replacing everything in my house with LED. It's been going on for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty close to all of them are now LED, finally. Took a while.
All right. And then the final area that is a big energy suck is your water heater. Oof. So a water heater can take up to 18% of your home energy. So I know, Craig, your favorite tip is to take shorter and colder showers.
Negative. I'm very efficient, though, but it's...
You are efficient.
Yes, so it's not that's cold.
Tip number one, shorter.
I'm not taking a cold shower, no.
Cold showers.
Men know when you have to take a cold shower and not when I'm up in the morning. No.
Yeah. And like we talked on the last episode, even 1 minute shorter saves you 2.5 gallons of water as well. And then in addition to the colder and shorter showers, you can actually turn down the temperature on your water heater. So most of them are going to come installed at the standard set of 140 degrees, but most households usually only require them to be set at 120 degrees. So you can turn it down 20 degrees and you'll see immediate results in your electric bill. Now, there are a couple of caveats to that. Water heated at 140 degrees, there are some areas, or if you have a really compromised immune system, at 120 degrees, there's a very, very slight risk that bacteria would survive that is contributing to Legionnaire's disease. So it's a very slight risk. It almost never happens, but I just want to make sure that's out there in case there's anyone who...
You're such a lawyer.
Really susceptible to that.
Actually, I have turned mine down.
Yeah, mine's down too to 120. I did the research, and for us, the risk is so minuscule and unlikely that to me, it was worth saving the money.
Yeah.
The other thing with turning the temperature down on your water heater, if you have a dishwasher that requires boost on it, and I don't even know what that feature is, but based on the research I did, if it has a boost feature on it, then it needs the water temperature to be higher.
Gotcha.
I don't have that kind of a dishwasher.
I have no idea what that is.
Or if you have a dishwasher there, but you don't use that feature of it, then you're probably fine too.
Yeah, I'm a guy. I just either pots and pans are normal.
Yeah. The last thing, insulate your water heater and also the hot water pipe. And again, you can check with your utility company on how to get those warming wraps or blankets for free or get rebates on them. With our energy company did provide us with some of those as well.
Crap. See, now I got to do that. Now I have homework. Thanks.
Now you have homework.
Great. That was awesome. That was a great list.
Yeah, it's a long list today.
Man, we got some stuff to do this winter time, everybody.
Anything else you can think of to help save on your energy, Craig?
No. I think that was awesome. This episode was basically a lot of homework for everybody.
Oh, you know what? I have one more that I just thought. Ceiling fans.
Oh, yes.
If you're not home or in the room, turn the ceiling fan off. Ceiling fans cool people, not air.
Gotcha.
And they take up a lot of energy, those motors in them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
it. Gotcha. Awesome. Thank you very much.
That's it for Savvy Savings today.
That's it. And that's it for the show, everybody. Oh, and I forgot to mention, we're now available on iHeartRadio. So if you have the iHeartRadio app, you can find us on there as well. Please, please, please share us, like us, and comment, and give us a rating wherever you find our podcast, usually on iTunes, Google Podcasts. We would really, really appreciate it. Those ratings, those star ratings and comments really do help out the show tremendously. I can't emphasize that enough. We really do appreciate all of your support. We've been growing dramatically, and it's been phenomenal this early in the game. Thank you so much for following us. Check us out at rockonthemoney.com. You can find everything right there on the website. With gratitude, so long, everyone. And thank you for listening to Rock on the Money. America's
Frontline USA.
All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.